We made bows and arrows and hunted pigeons that we plucked and roasted ourselves. Sometimes we played barefoot soccer in the street, or cops and robbers, or guerrillas and soldiers. On hot days, we plunged into the huge tank used for washing clothes, along with the dogs, some toads, and all our friends. In 1989, my aunt moved into our house with her four children. Luce was the oldest cousin and my mother's goddaughter. They were always very close, more like mother and daughter. Even with so many people living there, the house in Agua Chica never felt crowded. It was so enormous there were still some rooms we hardly used. The living room was so big we sometimes pushed back all the furniture to play indoor soccer. Living as we do now, in a very cramped apartment and often afraid of what will happen next, the size of that house seems incredible to me. So does the freedom of the life we had then.
Wow. Juan Elias's childhood home sounds enormous. It had so many rooms that it never felt crowded, and Juan Elias and his family could play soccer in the living room. But these days, the family lives in a very cramped apartment. I guess they lost their mansion when Juan Elias's father was killed. Maybe they couldn't afford it anymore, or maybe the guerrilla group that killed his father also took away the family home. It's interesting. I sometimes think that rich people have nothing to worry about, that their money can protect them from anything. But obviously, in Colombia, being wealthy does not guarantee that you'll be safe from violence and war. Let's continue on page 9. We're on the last paragraph, starting with, "For me, becoming aware of the war was the same as growing up."
For me, becoming aware of the war was the same as growing up. It was always there, but for a long time it seemed like something that happened to other people. In 1990, it was suddenly right on our doorstep.